Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I think what was really crucial was the overs at Maxwell and Lionbolt in that power play. It was pretty clear early that there wasn't a huge amount of assistance for the fast bowlers. So the way that they bowled, Imam's been in really good form. So for Nathan to get him out early was a real positive. And then I think the way that we bowled through their middle overs, even the quicks, there was times when it looked like they might be slipping away, but everyone bowled as a team, as a unit, to restrict them, which was a real positive.
Aaron, you mentioned the last press conference, of course, that you were coming from India and just going to be similar. Did you feel that way, that you were just still in flow and very comfortable because you've already played a tour and
Well, it was still a different wicket altogether to what we faced really in India. I thought the innings that Sean Marsh played was a really crucial one for the team. He took a lot of pressure off early on, well, through their middle overs when I started to really struggle. But I think it's always a positive playing in the subcontinent for quite a long time and getting used to the conditions, because they are so foreign to Australia. We're used to a bit more bounce and you're able to hit through the line a little bit more. So any time that you can play in these conditions for a long time, it's only a positive. What was running through my mind is I'd faced a lot of dot balls in the 90s, and it wasn't because I was trying to just get to 100. It was purely, I was just, they bowled quite well, and on these kind of wickets, your innings seem to ebb and flow quite a bit. There'll be times when you'll face 10 or 12 balls and you'll hit a few boundaries and get away to a bit of a flyer, and then might be 30 balls where you make 12, 15 runs because you struggle so it's just a bit of relief to get one over the rope and continue on, because it went from 6 to 6.2 to 6.4, and I was just conscious not to let it get any further than that. And that's what I was saying about Sean's innings being such a crucial one, because if you have a partnership that you both struggle a little bit at the same time, it can really bog down the innings. So the way that he played during and took the pressure off me when I struggled, and then vice versa, I managed to get a couple away when he was going through a bit of a flat spot. I think it was a nice partnership.
One of the more sort of mature and composed chases on after the silly things a couple of weeks ago, you chased down pretty good, whatever it was, but just in terms of, I suppose, the previous years, some of the guys have sometimes gone too hard, whereas you say sort of control.
Yeah, we are always conscious not to let it get too far out of hand, and I don't think at any stage it got more than 6.5 and over, which was if you let it get further than that, once the ball starts reversing a bit, once it starts getting soft, it can be a really tough chase. So we knew that we had to take it deep, and with 9 in the shed, we're always confident that we'd get home. But we've seen I think it was just nice to do it 2 down and do it a little bit more clinical than what we probably have over the last few months when we've been in that situation.
Congratulations, Skipper.
Thanks.
100. You can't ask my question.
Okay.
What pleased to me is, like, seems like Aussies are back. I'm like, no, you guys are on a winning track. The team seems to be in the same role. So is there going to be, like, space for Warner and Smith for the next one, because they'll be available to play for Australia in the World Cup?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to fill any side. And I spoke about yesterday, there's probably 17, 18, 19, 20 players that can come into that 15-man squad for the World Cup. So it's important that we respect that. And unfortunately, there's going to be some really tough calls. So we'll wait and see. But it's a huge position to be in, to be able to make them tough calls rather than having guys that you need to fill spots. We've got guys that are all putting their hand up, which is a real positive. Yeah. Yeah, I think Harris played a really nice innings. The way that he controlled the innings to set them up to a 280 score, which I thought was a really good score. I think the wicket probably got a little bit better in the second half of the night. Probably didn't turn as much as what it did in the first inning. So I think that Harris's innings, to be able to keep them together and get to that 280, which was very, very competitive, was crucial. he played beautifully, especially to be not out at the end to get the job done and really, really be the man to stand up. And it was a great, the tempo that he played was great. I mean, it wasn't an innings that he hit the middle of the bat and was free-flowing from the start. So for him to grind out the first 30 or 40 runs and then start to find his rhythm was really important. And they're sometimes the best innings that you'll play as a batsman when things aren't going your way. You're not hitting the middle, you're hitting the fielders, but you get through it. You just find a way to get into your innings. And he played a great knock. It was a really good knock. We've seen it for the last couple of years now, how good he is. Yeah. It's just something I've been doing for a couple of weeks now. It's just rapid fire, back foot, front foot, trying to hit the ball in the middle of the bat, mate, which is all I've been trying to do. And I feel like my game's been in a really good spot for a while. It's just there's been some times when I've got a couple of good balls early, made a couple of mistakes early, and that happens when you open the batting. You face world-class bowlers with a brand new ball all the time. They're entitled to nick you off or bowl some good balls every now and then. So I've still been really positive with my game, and the rapid fire is just a part of my preparation now. A few weeks I've been doing it. It's something that I have done in the past, but you go through different phases when you feel like you need to either sharpen up or get your footwork a bit quicker, a bit sharper. So that's just one of those things that I feel good doing it. It feels like a good part of my preparation now. Yeah, I think that was a really important time that we probably could have put the game to bed in a couple of overs. If we had two good overs there and we're still one down, I think we can put the game to bed in that time. So I was disappointed to get out of that at that time, and then for Pete to have to come in and sort of it's a tricky situation. But I was really pleased the way that he played that. It was cool. It was calm. He hit the ball in the middle. If he had batted like that in the power play, it could be 40 off 20. It was some beautiful shots down the ground and probably a really classy finish, which was nice.
Last question.
Towards the end of last year, because of the results, the general perspective was that New Zealand had been better prepared. You've just come off a series. Do you feel you are better prepared and perhaps more comfortable by some days? What is it?
I think playing them in the Test series and the T20 series only a few months ago was important to be able to play in these conditions, and also you play enough and there's enough footage available and data available on each player that you still do your homework. So I'd be very surprised if any team was more or less prepared than another. Everyone's got the same resources but it's great coming back and playing here, especially in Dubai, Sharjah, Abu Dhabi. It's a beautiful place to play cricket.
Beautiful. Thanks,
everyone. Thanks, guys.